Well, February is Heart Month, and we're still in February, and we have the president of the American Heart Association on the line with us right now, Dr. Stephen Hauser. Good morning, Dr. Hauser.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
How are we doing?
I know obesity is up, and with that goes all kinds of problems, including heart disease. How are we? Are we in better shape than we were, say, 10 years ago, heart-wise?
So definitely the answer there is yes. Over the last few decades, we've done better and better and better. But part of the issue now is that the last 2 years, the death rate statistics have gone in the wrong direction, which gives us all some concern.
Now, why is that, in your opinion?
Well, that's a very good question, and I get asked that a lot. I think it's hard to say for sure, but I think it's likely due to the fact that we all need to modify our lifestyle a little bit to do all the things that we know will keep us healthier.
I have all kinds of facts and figures here that your folks have supplied us in talking a lot about how expensive this disease is to treat.
Yes, so right now the direct and indirect costs of cardiovascular disease care is about $555 million. That's
Gee.
Obviously a lot of money. Billion dollars. So,
billion dollars.
And billion dollars. So we project
Gee.
That if the current disease trends continue, if we don't do something to make them better, that by 2035, used to sound a long way away, but not really, over $1 trillion annually will need to be spent by the American public to take care of folks with cardiovascular diseases and stroke. And that's a big amount of money. So I think we all need to pay attention.
And unfortunately for us in Kentucky, when there are statistics like that pertaining to health, we usually don't fare too well, and it doesn't sound like we do in this situation either. Kentucky has
the third highest.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I have looked at the Kentucky statistics. In some of the areas, you are a little bit out of bounds with respect to others. But in general, Kentucky falls pretty much where everybody else falls. You know, heart disease is the number one killer. And if you add stroke in with it, it's definitely the number one killer in your state, with cancer coming in after that.
It can't be a lack of education. Surely to goodness, by this time, all know things that we shouldn't be eating, we shouldn't be smoking. So education, I know that it's part of it, but why do we still do the things we do?
So that is a very, very good question. I agree with you that we've done well with education for many people. I think for some people, we haven't done as good a job as we can. And so I think we need, as the Heart Association and as the country, I think we need to try to figure out if our education and messaging gets to all the different types of people that live in our country. So that is one thing. But I think part of the other thing is that people think it'll be okay, you know, that they'll just take a pill and it will be okay. And certainly there are pills that we can take to regulate our blood pressure and cholesterol that would help us. But the real key for cardiovascular disease is prevention. You just don't want to get it. Once you get it, it's much more difficult to do something about it than preventing it in the first place.
Dr. Hauser, I have posted a link, thank you. I lost that word for a second. I posted a link to your website with the American Heart Association, and
Great.
I know you're a busy guy. I appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You very-
and people should Google Life Simple 7, where they can learn about 7 simple things they can do to improve their cardiovascular health.
Dr. Stephen Hauser, President of the American Heart Association. 26 after 7, here's that 3-day.